Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. Not going to lie, fired up for this. We are joined right now by the quarterback of the LA Chargers, sixth overall pick in 2020 out of Oregon. He is a Pro Bowler. He was the 2020 Rookie of the Year. Chargers 7-6, second in the AFC West. He had an enormous game Sunday night, threw for 367 yards and a TD in that win over Miami. Also set the all-time record for passing yardage through the first three seasons for any quarterback. The Chargers are hosting the Titans on Sunday. That is a CBS game. Justin Herbert is my guest. Justin, great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Dude, so good to have you. So obviously you're looking ahead to Tennessee, but I want to ask you about Sunday's win over Miami, because it seems to me y'all made a statement of sorts, like that win keeps you in the playoff hunt. It gets you your first win over a team with a winning record, and you played great in all three phases. In your opinion, how big was that win Sunday?
Yeah, I think you mentioned it well. You know, all three phases played really well, offense, defense, special teams. You know, the defense came up with some big stops all game long, and they held a really good offense too. You know, 17 points. And so that was big for them. Offense, we got some drives going. Would love to finish with touchdowns in the red zone, but that's something we're working on. So it was really good to see from our team.
Justin Herbert joining us. Now, not that you're looking for any shortcuts, but like they say, it pays to be a winner. How nice was it to hear Brandon Staley say you all didn't have to go in and lift yesterday as a reward for that win?
It was good. You know, guys got their body back, and you know, we've been down a couple guys here and there, but they're going to come back healthy. You know, we're getting healthy at the right time, so there's a lot of football left to, and a lot of things to look forward to.
Hey, Justin, did you take that day off?
Not completely. We went in as quarterbacks and lifted and watched the film, but it wasn't a true day off for us, no.
I figured. I knew it. I mean, you always hear this, that when you're the face of the franchise, you've got to lead from the front. Like, I wonder exactly what that feels like and what's that mean. What's it feel like to you to have all eyes on you all the time, on and off the field, knowing that everybody is taking their cue from you?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity for us. You know, I'm so thankful to be a part of an organization, such a great coaching staff and great players, you know, an offensive line that has done a great job protecting me, receivers Mike and Keenan that have made plays all year long. And, you know, I'm super thankful and just honored to be a part of that team.
Justin Herbert is joining us right now. I'm hoping that phone line holds up. The connection's slipping a little bit. Justin, you mentioned Mike Williams. Speaking of Mike Williams, how much easier does he make your job, and what's it like having him back?
Yeah, Mike is an incredible player. He is, you know, a special athlete, and he brings a different vibe, different energy to our practice and to our team when he's healthy. And, you know, he's fighting some injuries, and he's doing everything he can to be out there. But he's an exceptional player, a great leader, and a great teammate in that locker room.
Well, it's obviously your bias, but it's so good for you to have those guys, he and Keenan Allen, both on the field. At the same time, once again, you haven't had too many opportunities like that. You will be biased, but would you put that tandem of Williams and Keenan Allen up against any other duo in the league?
Yeah, but I think they're two of the best that I've ever played with, and two of the best that I've ever seen. And, you know, I've got so much respect for them, for their game, and for them as athletes and competitors. And, you know, they're doing everything they can to be out there and to be healthy. I know they're tough competitors, they're fighters, and, you know, we've got a different offense when they're out on the field with us.
Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert's my guest. Brandon Staley said after the game, Justin, that you guys played, quote, a very hungry game. I mean, it seemed to me, tell me I'm wrong, it seemed to me like everybody came out with a little extra juice, a little extra emotion. If that's the case, what fueled that?
Yeah, but I think it was just a good week of practice, preparation, and knowing that, you know, we're facing a really good team on Sunday, and we had to do everything we could to watch film, you know, to get healthy and to get out there and play football. And, you know, it was really good to see from all three phases for them to show up and hold some big stops and turnovers, and, you know, ending the ball in the end zone with our receivers.
We're talking to Justin Herbert for a few more moments. Austin Ekeler said after the game that you shared some thoughts with the team when it was over, and it's not something that you necessarily always do. I mean, I'm sure it was between you and them, but I'll ask anyway. Can you share, what was your message? What were your thoughts to your team after that win?
It was just, you know, if we wanted to, you know, it's getting your body back in. You know, the Titans are a very good football team here. We have to be at our very best. You know,
I'm going to jump in, Justin, only because I feel like talking to you is always a great opportunity, and I don't want to waste it. The connection is not great. I just want to see if we can reestablish that and spend a few moments together before I wrap that up. Because, again, I really do appreciate the opportunity. We don't get that very often. Justin Herbert coming off a huge game in that win over Miami, passed for 367 yards. Once again, more passing yardage in his first three seasons than any quarterback in the history of the league. Chargers, I consider that a must win. And they got it. They're 7-6, still in the playoff hunt, second in the AFC West. My EP Tommy trying to reestablish connection right now before I give up on that conversation, because once again, you don't get that very often. Thanks, Alvy. That's helping. Talking some Charger football. We'll see. We'll see if that can be salvaged. No promises. Again, if you joined us at the very top, there was some very sad news this morning. The passing of Mike Leach. If you want to share your thoughts on that, go ahead. If you want to talk about the Chargers win over Miami the way we are or were, you can go ahead and try that as well. Other things I want to get to. Normally on a Tuesday morning, I begin with my recap of Monday Night Football, but we have reestablished a connection. I've got a couple of more moments with Justin Herbert. Justin, I appreciate the patience very much. It's good to have you on. So we were talking about what you were saying to your team. Can you kind of share? You were talking about how it was important for your teammates to get right physically and bounce back. What else did you tell them after that win?
Yep, sorry about that. Just that, you know, we've got four games left, and we have to do our best for those four games. And, you know, we got to sacrifice as much as we can to ultimately get where we want to go. And, you know, it starts with practice this week, and we got to take it one week at a time. So it's a great opportunity for us to get out there and play some more football.
Justin, I want to ask you something. It's pretty interesting to me. Despite having two really good seasons and then having to overcome some adversity this season, you were suddenly subject to all this scrutiny this year. Have you heard it, and what do you make of it?
I've actually done a pretty good job of staying out of, you know, anything that goes on outside of our building. If it's not coming from a coach, a teammate, a family member, I don't pay too much attention to it. And, you know, I try not to let those things distract me and what I'm trying to do here at this facility. So, you know, we've got a great team here, and we're focused and we're dialed in for this week of practice this week.
I want you to know I heard exactly what you just said. I'm not pushing it. I'm not starting anything, but I want to ask you this. You've never, ever gotten caught up with where you and Tua went in the draft, but obviously there's been much made of the fact that he went one pick higher than you. Was there any additional satisfaction in that not only did your team win, but you outplayed him to the extent that you did? I mean, even for you, Justin, was there any part of you that wanted to say, how do y'all like me now?
I've got a lot of respect for Tua. You know, I think he's an incredible quarterback, an incredible teammate, and, you know, I wish him nothing but the best. You know, just it's been so much fun watching him play and watching him develop, and, you know, I've learned a lot from his game. And so, you know, that's one of those things that I've enjoyed watching him over the past couple of years. And, you know, I've got a lot of respect for him and that Dolphins organization. So I wish them nothing but the best.
Much respect for you, Justin. I appreciate that response. Listen, fair enough, but you have more passing yardage now through your first three seasons than any quarterback in league history. Again, I know it's not about you. Again, I know you have unfinished business. All that said, it is a record. What does that distinction represent to you?
I appreciate that. I think it's a sign of all the hard work that we've put in together as a team here. And, you know, I think back to all the receivers and the tight ends that have made plays, and it's, you know, we've been able to push the ball downfield to those guys because, you know, they're special playmakers, and it doesn't get done without Keenan and Mike and JG, you know, all these receivers that we've added up here, and especially an offensive line that has allowed that to happen. So I've been really thankful to be a part of it.
All right, so really quickly, you've got another big one coming up on Sunday against a wounded but division-leading Tennessee Titans. Now, when you think of Mike Vrabel, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a really physical game. What are some early thoughts you might have about the Titans in that matchup?
Yeah, they've got a really good defense. You know, and a good offense as well. So it's definitely a tough matchup for us. And, you know, they're very special on the offensive side of the ball with Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill. And we have to be prepared for all the things that they're going to do on defense. And, you know, like you said, they play fast, physical defense. They fly around. And so it'll be quite a challenge for us to have a good week of practice, prepare for, you know, a really good football team. But great opportunity for us.
Justin, the thing is, like, I respect your privacy a lot, so much so that I respect my privacy a lot. I don't know if you know this, but you and I are neighbors, and I've got this inside information that you guys sometimes have victory barbecues. I would be offended that I never got an invite, but then again, I never invited you to any one of my barbecues either.
That would be awesome. That's definitely something that we could work together.
Dude, Dude, what an amazing swap that would be. I would trade you one Victory barbecue at your place for one afternoon at Javi's. Yeah, Javier's of your choice.
That sounds like a plan to me.
That sounds like that's a no to me on both. Listen, dude, I appreciate you so much, Justin. Thank you very much. Great to have you on the show. Thanks for fighting through that phone line, and really good to get caught up with you, man. Thanks so much.
Yep, sorry about that. Thank you again.
Not at all, dude. Appreciate you so much. Justin Herbert, what a stud. I mean, he is such a great player. What a bunch of bullcrap about how this guy's overrated. This guy's not this. This guy's not that. Let me tell you about this guy. This dude is special. And I'm not saying that because he came on. I'm saying this is a special, special dude. A special player, a special leader, a special teammate. I'm talking off the bleeping charts. And apologizing to me twice over the phone line. There has never been a bigger load of crap than he's overrated. He's not this. He's not that. He is all those things. Like, I love this guy. The Chargers are extraordinarily lucky as a franchise to have him. That is the consummate pro. Great leader, great teammate, great player. Can make every throw, tough as hell, and never about him. Never about him. Deflects everything. I mean, even that whole Tua thing, because you have to admit, we know this. Tua on, Justin Herbert, both sides, where they were taken. He was so above that. Like, he's not having any of that. I'm not sucking him into that. I'm not trying to suck him into that. But if ever there was an opportunity to say, hey, how do you like me now? Or better yet, tell me how my ass tastes. It would be right there. But he will never do that.
Tell me how my
way too classy. Way too classy. Enormous fan. All right, your thoughts on that? 1-800-636-8686. That was a big, big win for them. Really big win for them on a big stage, and he showed up. And what do you know? He's not going to say it, but when they went head-to-head, and all this talk about how Herbert's not having that kind of year, he's not that kind of player. Oh, and look at Tua. You see? Tua is that guy. And this is not anything against Tua. I'm a big Tua fan. But when they went head-to-head on the big stage in a game they both had to have, Justin Herbert had arguably his best game ever, and Tua had his worst. Just saying. And that Charger defense was minus three key starting players, and they locked them up, shut them down.